Okay, we're now going to learn Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. We're going to start on the bottom of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, where we're still holding by the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. This parak is going to deal primarily with the Eidos of people who saw the new moon and how Beis Din is going to inform Klal Yisrael of the Kiddush HaChodesh. So says the Mishnah, Im Ein Makirinos, if Beis Din that's being Makadish Chodesh doesn't recognize the aid, they don't know who he is, Mishalchinimo Acher Lahido. They send along with him a set of witnesses to be made that he's a kosher witness. And those Eidim are also allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even though they're just coming as, I guess, what you would call character witnesses. Initially, they will let anyone come and testify, because we assume, if we don't know any better, we assume a person has a Cheskas Kashrus, so they would let anyone come. Misha Kilkulu Abaitusim, but once the Baitusim would come along and hire Eidei Sheker in order to fool the Chachamim, Hiskinu Shloyeh Mekablin Elamin Amakirin. They made a takana that they can only accept Eidos HaChodesh from people who they knew about, because Baitusim were very interested in ruining our calendar. So, main point over here on the bottom of the Mishnah is that the Mishnah teaches that we have to know who the witnesses are, and therefore character witnesses are allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to show up as well. Says the Gemara, Mai Acher. When the Mishnah says Mishalchinimo Acher Lahaido, what does Acher mean? Chad. It sounds like it means that you send one character witness to say that this guy is kosher. Asks the Gemara, V'chad mi mehemin, is one witness going to be believed to say that this guy is Naaman? V'atanya, then we have a brisa Maisa Sheba Hu Ve'edavimo Lahaido Lav. One time on Shabbos, a guy came to Beis Din, an aid came to Beis Din to be made on the Riyas Salvana. And another two Edim came along with him to be made that he's kosher. It says ve'idav, that's plural, two Edim came along with him, so don't you see you need two? Amar Rav Papa, my acher, acher, zug acher. When we say acher, it means another set of witnesses. And hachinam mistavra, it's most logical to assume that it's a set of witnesses. Di lote mahachi, because if you're not going to say that it's a set of witnesses, im einon makirin oso, my oso. What does it mean, oso, in the singular? Ilema oso chad, if you're going to say that it means that they don't recognize him, this aid echad that came to be made, v'chad mi mehemin, would you trust one aid anyway? Mishpat k'siv bay. It refers to Kiddush HaChodesh. The Torah refers to it as a mishpat. It says, Kichok l'Yisraelu mishpat delukei Yaakov. So of course you can need shnei aidin. Elamai oso, why does he use the singular of oso? Oso hazug. It means that set of witnesses. Hachinami, my acher, zug acher, so here as well. When it says acher, it means zug acher. So main point number one, the character witness, there have to be two character witnesses and not one. When it says acher, it refers to two character witnesses. So now the Gemara asks, if you can say an eid echad is not neman to be a character witness, v'chad lo mehemin, is an eid echad not believed to be a character witness? V'atanya, we have a brisa ma'isa, Rabbi Nuray shalachetz le'eid. One time Rabbi Nuray went to a place where there was an eid that saw the new moon, l'eid alav, to testify that he's kosher, and it happened to have been b'shabbos, bu'usha. It was in Usha that they went to Usha and were Mechal Shabbos to establish this. But now Rabbi Noray is only one guy. How could he be believed on his own? So why was he even allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for that purpose? If he knows he's only one person, he's not going to be believed. Sami Rabbi Noray said, "Achrina, have a bad day." No, Rabbi Noray was not going alone. He had another witness with him. The reason we don't mention him in the story is Mishum Kvodu Shal Rabbi Noray, for the honor of Rabbi Noray. Meaning the other person was somewhat insignificant in comparison to Rabbi Nurai. Ravashi Amar, Rabbi Nurai Sada Achrina Hava Bu'usha. Rabbi Nurai went alone because there was another witness already present in Usha. Va'azl Rabbi Nurai L'tzrufei Badei. Rabbi Nurai was going to combine with that other witness, but that's why he was allowed to go, not because he was going to be believed on his own. So ask the Gemara Ihachi, if there were two Edim in Usha that were made on the Kashrus of the Edim, and the Brisa is not teaching us a Chiddush that one Edim Yid is kosher as a character witness, then Maila Memra, what's the chiddush of the Braisa that the Mishnah didn't already teach? That a character witness is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? We already had that. No, Ma'u Detema Misveika La Mechalin Shabbata. I might have thought that when you're not sure, the aid that's going to be made on the kashrus of the Edim cannot be Mechal Shabbos if he's not sure if there's going to be another witness to join with him, Kamash Malan. That's what the story of Rabbi Nuraya teaches me, that you're allowed to travel and be Mechal Shabbos even if there might be another witness to join with you as a character witness in the place that you're traveling to. That's the great chiddush. So the Gemara says, bring another maisa. Kiyasa Ula, when Ula went to Bavel, Omer Kachu Eliyahu b'Marava, Bezos Mekadish l'chodesh in Eretz Yisrael on a certain day. Omer Avkana, Lomi b'ayu Ula d'gavar Rabbi Huda Mehemin. You know, it's not only Ula who's such a great man that would be believed to say this. El Afilu Nishtalmi, even if it was just a regular guy, Nami Mehemin, would also be believed to say that they're Mekadish l'chodesh. My time, why would we believe one witness? Kol Milsa David L'Agluye, anything that ultimately we would find out about, Loma Shakri Be'enshi, people would not lie about. Tani Nami Hachi, we have a brisa that supports this, that Neir Echad is believed. Ba'echad b'sof ha'olam, if a person goes to a place where Shluchei Beis Din cannot arrive, would not have arrived, even if they don't recognize him at all. Amar kitchu Beis Nas HaChodesh, Ne'eman. And they say the Beis Nas Mekadish the Chodesh, the person is believed. There's a critical point that an Eid Echad can be believed on something that's Avidel Agluye, on something that ultimately would be revealed. He can't lie he wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie if he runs the risk of being caught in his lie. So that's what, that's the concept of Avidel Agluye, that it's going to ultimately come to be revealed. So now says the Gemara further. We had said in the Mishnah, Rishonu Mekabel Yisachodesh Mekaladim. Originally, they were Mekabel Yisachodesh from anybody. And then the Baitusin tried to ruin everything. Tan Rabbanan, Ma Kilkul Kilkul HaBaitusin. What was this thing that the Baitusin did that ruined everything and that made us no longer trust just anybody to be made about Yisachodesh? Pamach HaSpikshu Baitusin LaHatos HaSachamim. One day, there was a day that they should have established as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Baitusin did something in order to make sure that that the Karban Omer would be brought on the day that they wanted the Karban Omer to be brought. What about the Karban Omer? What was the interest of the Baitusim in this? See, when the Torah tells us to bring the Karban Omer, the Torah says that Mimacharas HaShabbos Yenifenu HaKohen. So we understand that that means the day after the first day of Pesach, meaning on the second day of Pesach. Now, it happens to be the Baitusim understand that it means it has to be a Sunday, that it has to be Macharas HaShabbos literally, not like Chazal understand. So that year it happened to be that the 30th day of Adar was on Shabbos, and the Baitusim wanted Rosh Chodesh to fall on that day in order that the first day of Pesach would be Shabbos as well, and then the Akravas HaOmer would land on a Sunday, on their definition of Macharas HaShabbos. But the new moon didn't appear on the 30th day. So Sachru Shnei Bnei Adam Barbamei Zuz, they hired two people for 400 Zuz, each of them for 200, to testify that they saw the new moon on Shabbos. Echad Mishalanu, one of the Edom that they hired was not from the Tzedukim, the Echad Mishalahem, one was from the Tzedukim, and they came to Bezin to be made. Shalahem Heyre do so. The Tzeduki said that he saw the new moon on Shabbos, Viyatza, and then he left the Bezin. And then Shalanu, then a regular guy came, the other guy that they hired, Amrulo, and Bezin said to the guy, Emor Kezad Risa Salvana, tell us, how exactly did the moon appear? Amrulahem, so he said, Ola Hayisi Bemala Adumim, Reisiv Shu Ravitz Ben Shnei Salaim, Rosho Domala Egel, Oznav Domin Ligdi, Karnav Domal He explains exactly such great detail what the moon looked like that they were able to see that based on what he was saying that the Eidus was not true. And he said, if you don't believe me, here's 200 zuz to be for this Eidus. Truly besadini, that's in my bag. Amru lo, Bezin said, mi is kikcho lekach. Why did you accept the money from them? Meaning, what he was essentially saying to them is he was giving it away. He was giving away the fact that he was really hired. So he was informing the Beis Din that he was hired to do this, and that the tzedukim by tusim were up to no good. So he said, why did you accept the money for this? Amalem shamati shabikshu by tusim nahatos as chachamim. He said, I heard what the by tusim were up to. Amarti elich ani vodiel lehem shemi avo b'nedim shenim ugarim v'yitu as chachamim. I said, I better get in on that action so that I could warn the chachamim and they won't have actual edim come and fool the chachamim. Amalem lo, so the Bezin said, Masayim zuz nesunu lecha b'matani. You could keep those 200 zuz even though you didn't do exactly what you said you were going to do with it, because you said you were going to fool us and you didn't. So really you should have had to return the money to the people who hired you, but Hefker Beis and Hefker, they have the right to tell them to keep the money. And the people who hired you are going to get Malkus. At that time they made a takana that we can only be Mekabaledus from people that we recognize. An unbelievable story. So again, the main point over here is that the story that caused us to require character witnesses was when the Baitusim hired Edim, to try to set up the Karban Omer for a Sunday, and one of the Edim let us in on what had happened. Now, Mishnah says how they would let people know that there was, once the Chodesh was Mekudash, how would they get the word out? So Barishona, before the Kutim ruined everything, the way they would get it out, they had an efficient system. Hayumasi and Masuos, they would light torches on mountaintops on each month after Bezos was Mekadish the Chodesh, and by lighting the torches on the mountaintops, everyone would see the fire on the mountaintop, and everyone would realize that it's Rosh Chodesh. Mishakilkul HaKutim, once the Kutim started ruining everything, and they started fooling people by lighting torches at random times on the mountaintops, Hiskinu Shiyushluchin Yotzin. Instead, they started sending out shluchim. How did the system of torches work? Mevim klunsaos, they would bring these tall wooden sticks, shel erez arukin, of erez wood, and very long, v'kadam v'atzei shem nor shel pishtan, and they would have flammable material with it, v'korich m'mashicha, and they would tie it all together with a string, v'ol l'rosh ahar, and they would go up to the top of the mountain, u'meitzis ben asa'or, and they would light the fire, u'molich u'mevi u'malu u'morid. They would wave it in four directions, achu roes chaveru. Then the guy in the next mountaintop, when he saw the torch on that one, Shuosa came Brosha Harasheni, he would do it as well. So the first guy would stop when he sees that the message has been passed on to the second guy, when he sees that the second guy had already lit his torch. The Chaim Brosha Harashlishi, and the second guy would stop when he saw that the next guy in the third mountaintop had lit his torch. Where did they begin this Masiyan Masuos from, this lifting of the torches? Mehara Mishka, from Hara Zesim, which is right near, which is obviously right there by Yerushalayim. Lesartava, and the next mountain was Sartava, Misartava Ligorfino, Migorfino Lechavron, and Michavron, the Beis Biltin, Beis Biltin, Lozozmisham, and from Beis Biltin, the people who were carrying the torches didn't stop. Elamoluch, maybe Malamard, Achei Aroa, Kol Gola Lefanav, Kamadurus Eish. They would keep on waving it until they saw the entire Gola full of mountaintops of people waving the fire. So it went from one to one to one to one to one, and then finally the last one would keep on going until he saw fire on top of all the mountaintops all over the place, and that's how everyone would find out. It was a very efficient system, would happen very quickly. My mashma de Masiyan lishna di kodhu. Who says that Masiyan is a lashon of fire? Because the pasuk says when David fought with the Plishtim, that after he defeated them, vayasiim David va'anashav, and the targum on the pasuk is va'okadinon David, that David burnt their idols. So we see Masiyan is a lashon of ha'alo'as eish. It's a lashon of a fire. So main point over here is that initially the system of letting people know about Kiddush HaChodesh was by lighting fires on the mountaintops till everyone found out throughout the Galus. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Masiyan Masuos, four lines from the bottom of the page.